This is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 129, all about electrolytes, part two. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. Welcome to the podcast for runners of all levels. Whether you're just training for your first 5K or you've been running for years, I hope to provide information to help you improve your running, reach new goals, and avoid injury. This is the second in a series of two episodes about electrolytes. If you haven't listened to episode one, please do that because the information there is pertinent, and this episode will make more sense following that one. But before we get into the meat of this topic, I want to announce a special offer from my Run Tampa club shirt supplier, Mike Phillips. His company, Event Tech, supplies all those great-looking bright yellow shirts you may have seen on Run Tampa club members at races. The bright yellow color stands out. But of course, Mike offers many colors and styles. They arrive already printed, the turnaround time is excellent, and Mike is easy to work with. Now he's making it easy for you. From October 20th through November 20th, he's offering a special on orders of 300 or more of four styles, two men's and two women's. To see them, click on the Event Tech ad on either my Mojo for Running or Run Tampa websites, and I'll put the link in the show notes. For a three-color front and one color back, the price is just $4.90 with a 300-shirt order. Free shipping and no other fees apply. Now let's talk about electrolytes. Think about this. There are probably 50 electrolyte products on the market with different combinations of electrolytes, some made by companies who've gone to a lot of trouble to research, to carefully formulate and test their products. But at the end of the spectrum, you have the sports drinks, and I put that in quotation marks, that are basically sugar water with salt added. Or then there are the ones that advertise zero calories, but many of them have artificial sweeteners. Let's ignore those. Once you eliminate the undesirable sports drinks, you're left with a much smaller number of products, but they're the ones to consider. Although, I'm not saying everything that comes pre-mixed in a bottle belongs in that category. I'm just saying read the labels and be sure it's something that will really give you what you need, and it's not just expensive water. Don't be fooled by a fancy label or an impressive TV ad. I imagine there are a dozen good ones out there, but there could be more, put out by serious companies that continue to research and improve their products. They keep getting better as each company tries to provide a better solution for athletes. Word gets around about the good products, but it concerns me that many people don't pay much attention. Once you've decided whether you want to use a dissolving tablet or powder or capsule or block, then analyze what each provides in the way of ingredients. But if you don't find what you want, do it the other way around. Consider what you want in the way of a combination of electrolyte ingredients, and then check out the options. And you have to decide whether you want a product with just electrolytes or whether you want a product that also includes a selection of vitamins and minerals. Now, some people will jump to the conclusion that it would certainly have to be better for the product to have vitamins and minerals, but maybe not, and here's why. Some people are married to certain supplements that they take every day. I have my supplements I take every day. I believe it happens often, though, that people consume a certain electrolyte drink, experience stomach issues, and decide it was the drink or the capsule or whatever. And maybe it was, but it could also be that they already consumed in their daily supplements some of the vitamins and minerals that are included in the electrolyte drink, causing them to have too much of one or more. It's scary that sometimes people have a cavalier attitude about vitamins and minerals. It can really be dangerous to have too much of some. That probably doesn't happen very often, but it is something that people should think about. For example, it worries me that some people are consuming meal replacement drinks, the ones they advertise for people who are ill or not able to eat real food for one reason or another. There might be a few that are relatively healthy, but honestly, I've done quite a bit of research in that area because my 89-year-old mom drinks those sometimes. But we try to get her not to drink more than one a day because most do not have desirable ingredients, no matter what they advertise on TV, at least not by my standards. And like I say, I've done a good bit of research. They tend to have synthetic vitamins and minerals, far too much sugar, and what I consider to be unhealthy fats. I did a deep dive into them recently, and I didn't like what I found. I'll link to a great article by Dr. Axe in which he breaks down the ingredients in Ensure Plus, and he explains the six reasons why he believes that meal replacement drinks are a bad idea in general. You also have to decide whether you want your electrolyte drinks to be one that also contains carbohydrates. Now, many of you are saying, doesn't everybody need carbs? Well, no. More and more people are following a low or lower or no carb diet and doing quite well once their bodies are fat adapted. I've been low carb and sometimes keto for a year. And in August, I had the best marathon of my life. I had a total of 23 carbs from 9 p.m. the night before until after I finished the marathon. I was burning fat, which is great fuel. I may do a whole episode about that marathon because it was my best marathon, the best experience, and my second best time, qualifying me for Boston with a 15-minute cushion, all on only 23 carbs. And when I say best marathon, it's because I have never before felt that good or strong during the last 8 miles of a marathon. I had plenty of carbs with me that I was carrying, and I was absolutely prepared to consume them if my energy waned, but it never did. Now, my purpose is absolutely not to convince you to change the way you're eating. I firmly believe there's an optimal way of eating for everyone, but someone who eats like I do wants very few carbs. There are plenty of options if you're keeping your carbs low. On the other hand, most athletes, following the traditional way of eating, require a steady stream of carbs. And if that's working for you, then by all means, keep doing it. But if you're just learning how to fuel for long events, you need to find carbs that work for you. While you might like the electrolyte combination in a particular product, you must also make sure any carbs that it contains are carbs that will work for you. I worry that sometimes people give up on electrolyte replacement products, a specific product, because it causes them gastric distress. But what's the old saying? That's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. You need electrolytes. That's a given. But the various options for carbs might be something to consider separately. In fact, I think it's best to take nutrition, hydration, and electrolytes each separately. That way, you can see what works for you, and then once you've got that dialed in, then look at the other two. And just to make a point here, you must have fuel for your run. So if you're not fat adapted, and by that I mean able to burn fat for fuel, then you've got to consume carbs. You've got to hydrate too. Of course, that's not optional. But I wonder if some people don't realize that electrolytes are every bit as essential as if you're going to be out there for a few hours. They're all intertwined, particularly hydration and electrolytes. If I've accomplished nothing else with these episodes, I hope is to get every runner to realize the importance of electrolytes. Some of the newer companies are making products that are more carefully formulated to sit well with your stomach, and they're formulated also for optimal absorption. So these kinds of products are getting better and better. Don't shop for bargains when it comes to these products. Go for quality. The ones with research, reputations, and recommendations behind them. To summarize, you have to consider how much of each electrolyte is in each dose of the product, what form of each electrolyte, whether the product also gives you vitamins and minerals and the form of those, whether it has carbs, what amount and form, whether it also contains caffeine, and how much you'll consume with one dose, and whether it has amino acids or not. Those are the basics. But there are actually, or might be, any number of other things added in. So read the label. It matters. And experiment and research. Oh, and another thing. If you take all of these things together, another question is whether the timing is right. You may want to consume electrolytes once an hour, But do you want everything else that often? Maybe, but maybe not. For me, for example, I always consume caffeine while on a long run, but I don't want to consume it a lot at once, which used to be the case when I used Goos, the little foil packets. I'd feel a sudden surge of energy, but I'd then feel it suddenly drop off, and that wasn't really desirable. Now, I've been using another product that allows me to maintain a steady amount. There's no jolt. So there are advantages of separating these things. But if you find a product that has everything you want in forms that suit your digestive tract in the amount and combination you wish, it will certainly be easier. People often ask me what product is best. Well, that's like when people ask me, what's a good shoe? I always say there are many good running shoe companies, and all of them make good shoes. I really believe that. The question is, what's a good shoe for you? And the same holds true for electrolyte replacement products. Which is best for you? There are bad ones that no one should be drinking, in my opinion, but other than that, you must find that out. I can't tell you, but what I can do here is raise your level of awareness. Recently, in a Facebook group for athletes, I read a question regarding electrolytes. The man had been having severe problems with leg cramps, and he was asking for advice. When asked what electrolyte replacement he was using, he said Ultima. Well, I immediately realized what might be the problem. While that's an excellent electrolyte replacement for some people, it could be completely inadequate for another because this product has very little sodium, far less than most electrolyte replacement products. But that's not a mistake. A friend and manager of a local running store explained that this product is formulated specifically to provide a low-sodium, low-carb option for athletes who have been told to reduce their sodium intake due to health issues. And she explained that the lack of carbs works well for people with diabetes, or I guess people like me who burn fat for fuel. However, see, for me, it doesn't have enough sodium. I have used it, though, and I really like it, but I know that I have to supplement with additional sodium in another way. That's not really a big deal, though. I mean, it's not that hard to do. But it's important that I know that. It definitely fills a need in the running community. This, then, makes all the difference, right? But what if you just picked up this product and started using it and continued to get muscle cramps, or you had the symptoms of electrolyte imbalance? Your friends would immediately ask you when they realized you were struggling if you were consuming electrolytes. And you would say, sure, assuming that can't be the cause because, after all, you're consuming that product. On the other hand, for some people, this would be the ideal supplement. And if you're asking the question, how can anyone get by without sodium or with very little sodium, the answer is, I really don't know. But when I get a nutritional expert on the show, I'll ask her or him because I can't figure that out. It's a great question, but I can't answer it. Let me highlight just how extreme the differences are in the proportions of the different electrolytes from product to product. In a single salt stick capsule, let me back up a minute. Hopefully, in many of these products, you have a lot, all four of the different ingredients, all four of the most common, the four main electrolytes, which are sodium, calcium, potassium, and magnesium. But what I did here, I have this written down. What I did here was just, I'm going to read them off and tell you how much potassium they have in them and how much magnesium. And you may be surprised that even though that's one of the four main electrolytes, some of them don't have any magnesium. And if it was me, for me, I know because I tend to get cramps anytime I back off my magnesium. I know I would probably never consume a product that did not contain magnesium. But that might not be an issue for a lot of people. However, if you were taking some of these products and you were getting cramps, it would be really important to know, it might be because what I'm taking doesn't have magnesium and I need it. So anyway, I'm going to go through the list of several products and tell you for each one how much potassium it has and how much magnesium it has, just to give you a general way to see how different these products might be. In a single salt stick capsule, you get 63 milligrams of potassium and 11 milligrams of magnesium. In a single capsule of Hammer Endurolyte Supreme, you get 75 of potassium and 20 of magnesium. And in an 8-ounce bottle of Ensure Plus, just as a comparison, you would get 570 milligrams of potassium. And it just says it has 25% of the daily value of magnesium. But the salt stick bottle says 11 milligrams of magnesium equals 3% of the daily value. So that 25% is many times more, which might be fine, but magnesium can have a laxative effect. So when I look at that, it worries me, at least from the perspective of a runner. And imagine if you had, let's say you were doing a 50K or a marathon, and you had a couple or even three bottles of that, thinking that it must be good and you're burning it all up. That would be a heck of a lot of potassium, and I think it might even be a scary, unsafe amount. So, you know, that's why you want to look at these things. I've got a package of organic honey stinger blocks here. It has 40 milligrams of potassium, but no magnesium per serving, which a serving is one package. I've got one of those foil goo packs here. It's actually goo brand, and it has 40 milligrams of potassium and no magnesium. Ultima has 250 milligrams of potassium and no magnesium. One noon tablet has 100 milligrams of potassium and 25 milligrams of magnesium per package, and per package directions, it would be dissolved in 16 ounces of water. Of course, you'd be likely to consume all these things in different ways, but I hope I've demonstrated the wide range from product to product. Here's a list of just a smattering of brands, and I'll link to all of them in the show notes. These are all just brands that you might want to check out that I think highly of. UCANN is one, that's UCANN. Hammer, Noon, and that's spelled N-U-U-N. Salt Stick, Scratch, that's S-K-R-A-T-C-H. Tailwind, T-A-I-L-W-I-N-D. Ultima, and Martin. And Martin is spelled M-A-U-R-T-E-N. Electrolyte replacement products have come a long way. Now, the best companies are attentive to gastric emptying, as I mentioned before, and absorption, and they continue to improve their products, knowing that serious runners will do their research and find the best products, and word will get around. Consider this. Two people of similar size and weight and age and fitness running at the same pace will have different sweat rates for sure. And the makeup of that sweat will be different. One may sweat out much more of one or more of the electrolytes than the other. It's helpful to know that. Suffice to say that most people find that by simple trial and error, it's not really all that hard to find an electrolyte replacement that works. I fear that many times when people feel they're suffering on their long runs because they'll assume it's because they're not fit enough. And often that's the case. But it may well be that they're suffering because they need more electrolytes. And that's actually an easy thing to fix. Look for the quantity of sodium, magnesium, potassium, and calcium. Now, a quick word about hydration. If you're only out there for an hour, you definitely shouldn't need to drink anything but water. Good old water. And do please listen to my episode about hydration, number 116, Hydration for Long Runs and the Goldilocks Principle. Did you know overhydration is an even bigger problem than dehydration? Yes, it is, but that gets little attention. More people have died in marathons from drinking too much water than too little. You don't hear much about that, though, because it doesn't sell sports drinks, but it's true. Just an aside, I highly recommend that you read the book by Tim Noakes, Waterlogged, The Serious Problem of Overhydration in Endurance Sports. I'll link to it in the show notes. He's considered to be the guru when it comes to hydration. You can't be careless about hydration. Drink to thirst and you'll be fine. You must drink enough, but you should not have the attitude that you can't drink too much. Hydration and electrolyte balance go hand in hand. They're very closely related. So I recommend reading about that. Use every long run as an experiment. Always pay attention to what you consumed, when you consumed it, and how it worked as regards nutrition, fluids, and electrolytes. Just be sensitive, pay attention, evaluate your body's performance and how you feel. Try different products, do your homework. In the end, you'll have a much better experience. Now here's today's quote. When you have a bad training run, your muscles don't know you didn't enjoy it. They still accomplish their goal.
You were still on your feet that long. You still expended that much energy. Pat yourself on the back for sticking it out and go home smiling. It's over. You did it. You toughed it out. Feel good about it.